Holding Grudges, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. The thing is, Da Qing is really set on hating Yitzhun forever. He has no reason not to. Then, of course, Lao Chao and Teacher Shun happily go and invite him to live in their new house, and Da Qing spends the next 2 weeks sleeping at the SID. Well, to be entirely honest about it, Lao Chao is not that happy about it, but he doesn't quite resent Yitzhun the way he should, in Da Qing's opinion. But Lao Li isn't there to make his fish anymore, and Da Qing isn't meant to provide his own snacks now, is he? That's just wrong. It's not that he doesn't still feel sad about the loss of Lao Li, but it's a distant kind of thing by now. Cats don't quite get stuck on those kinds of things, you know. It's just life. People die. Da Qing has a feeling like he's seen a lot of people die around him in his life. He just doesn't quite remember it. The lack of fish does keep rubbing it in. So, after a few weeks, Da Qing makes the strategic move of going back to their house. It's definitely not admitting defeat. After all, Teacher Shun's food is always good, and there's plenty of it. Da Qing sticks to his cat form around everyone. People never really expect conversation from him when he looks like a cat. Not even the ones who know he can talk. It doesn't quite make sense to Da Qing, since he's always a cat. But most people are weird like that, and it's not worth it to try to figure out why that is. Lao Chao, of course, acts the same way whatever Da Qing looks like, and Teacher Shun talks at him the same way he always does. Da Qing very pointedly doesn't answer either one of them. He's still not forgiven them for inviting him into Da Qing's territory. Da Qing also doesn't let them pet him. He does let Teacher Shun feed him because, well, it's food, and he's not quite as angry at Teacher Shun as Lao Chao. It is Teacher Shun's brother, after all, and he's probably not thinking straight. But Lao Chao has no excuse. Seeing as Da Qing is ignoring those two, it's not entirely his fault that he keeps accidentally wandering to the same space as Yitzhun. Yitzhun is too quiet, anyway. He should act like a proper human and make more noise. At least Yitzhun doesn't even try to talk to Da Qing, let alone expect Da Qing to say anything. So Da Qing will just endure sleeping on the living room couch while Yitzhun sits quietly in one corner of the room, reading something. As long as he stays over there, Da Qing is fine with it. Mostly fine with it. He's slightly more fine with it when Yitzhun gets up and goes to the kitchen to get himself tea, it seems. When he comes back, Da Qing is roused from his not-quite-sleep by the smell of fish. Da Qing has been sleeping with his feet tucked under him, and he tenses slightly as Yitzhun's footsteps come closer to him. He opens his eyes just a sliver, watching Yitzhun. He doesn't say anything to Da Qing, doesn't even come within touching distance. Well, close enough for Da Qing to spring at him and scratch his face if he really wanted to, when Yitzhun bends down a bit to leave a plate of dried fish on the couch, before retreating back to his corner with his tea. Da Qing keeps his eyes on Yitzhun until he's sitting down again. By that time, the smell of the fish right there has Da Qing salivating. But well, he's not stupid. You don't take your eyes off people like Yitzhun. He watches Yitzhun sip at his tea and continue reading quietly. And well, the fish is still right there in front of Da Qing. Yitzhun keeps making offerings to Da Qing, which is more than he can say for Lao Chao or Teacher Shun. Technically, the food Teacher Shun makes probably counts, but he'd be doing that anyway, so Da Qing is choosing to ignore it. Well, not ignoring the actual food, of course. That would be ridiculous. Da Qing watches Yitzhun sit in his corner with a tablet this time, instead of a book. The plate he left for Da Qing is already empty. Da Qing considers things for a moment, before jumping down from the couch and padding over to Yitzhun's corner. Da Qing hasn't had any proper petting in ages. He can see Yitzhun look up from his tablet as Daqing stops in front of his feet. Daqing paces a few steps in front of him and Yitzhun just keeps looking at him. Daqing bunches his hind legs and jumps. He lands on Yitzhun's thighs, his nails sinking in slightly to help him keep his balance. Yitzhun breathes out sharply, his legs tensing under Daqing. That won't exactly do for a good place to sleep. Daqing does his best to make it comfortable anyway, before lying down. Very pointedly, Daqing starts purring. That usually makes people relax. He has to keep purring for quite a while before Yitzhun finally catches on and stops being quite so tense. The hand that comes out to pet Daqing is very tentative. And Daqing has to butt his head at Yitzhun's hand and turn his head just so to get him to scratch in the right place. Well, he'll learn, Daqing thinks, even if it might take a bit of effort. Finally, Daqing closes his eyes and settles down to sleep. The thing is, cats are really bad at holding grudges, and so very easily bribed. He's still definitely angry at La Tra, though, and maybe Teacher Shun, just a bit. The end.